Our next guest is joining us on Thursday as opposed to Friday, but she is more than willing, Bone. After Mad Cat was angry at me for about 10 minutes, she was more than willing then to switch her day and do Footy Thursday instead of Footy Friday. We got to talk some Charlotte FC. Jessica Charman, radio analyst for Charlotte FC. What's up, Jess?
Hey, I just hope Bronico knows how lucky he is that I'm so flexible because, you know, I wanted the guy to shine. He's been shining on the pitch, and now it's time for him to shine on the radio.
This is true.
Did you get a little bit of Mad Cat attitude towards Mac yesterday?
There may or may not have been a little passive aggressiveness in the message. Yes.
I love it, though. Jess is like one of the guys. Like, she'll just give you crap. If you ask her to move her time, she'll give you crap, and then she'll say yes.
We had to figure out who was going to tell her day got moved, and Mac won the pony.
So Footy Friday guest tomorrow is kind of Brant Bronico, one of the best players on this team. We moved Jess up. We basically wanted to balance it out. We wanted, you know, we didn't want two soccer guests. We're reacting to the draft. So Jess is working with us.
I don't want to get in trouble with the other sports fans. I really don't. That text line can be rather vicious when it comes to soccer.
Okay. You know that. You know how it works. Jess, let's talk about this team. And got a big match against Montreal coming up this week. We'll talk about it. It's a revenge, you know, game, so to speak, for us. But let's recap last week. And you, when we had you on to talk to us about your great native land of England earlier in the week, I squeezed in a soccer question, and you kind of disagreed with me. I thought they got conservative at the end, and I was kind of upset with it. How about this? How do you evaluate the Latanzio era two matches in? Because you got to be thrilled with it, right?
I mean, you'd have taken 4 points over two matches when he first started with that new manager, with the changes that were being made. You know, being unbeaten is a very good thing, particularly with one of those matches on the road. I do think there are some questions about timings of substitutions, maybe waiting a little bit too long to make those adjustments. But at the same time, that shows he's trusting the players that are on the pitch to get the job done. He doesn't feel like he needs to stoop to his bench because his starting 11 are doing a decent job. I think that my biggest complaint about this weekend, last gone, was the fact that maybe our first half performance just wasn't good enough. I think we were a little conservative in the first half. We weren't able to have that link-up play to find opportunities like we did against the Red Bulls. But the substitutions made sense because at the end of the day, I think we have to look at, were we comfortable in the 1-1 position? I don't think we were. I think it was looking like the Columbus Crew were the more likely to get a goal. So we had those reassuring substitutions. We tidied it up a little at the back. And there were some very scrappy moments of defending. And I think we really fought tooth and nail to hold on to that point in the end.
Jess, was it frustrating because they played for the point and really not to lose in a game where it seemed like they could win that game?
She's telling you no. She's telling you that we're wrong, Boney. That's what she's telling you. Right,
I'm
Jess? Is that what you want to tell us?
Being on the road... And so with it being on the road and with the fact we've only had 1 point, we shouldn't turn our noses up at it. I think that if we'd have had a better first half performance, I'd have been more frustrated. But at halftime, I was pretty concerned with how we were playing. We weren't finding the clean passes. We weren't connecting. And I thought we made Columbus look better than they were. After 45 minutes, if you're in a position where you've conceded an awful goal and you're 1-0 down, to come away at 1-1 at the end, that's an improvement from the first half.
See, I think Friday Jess would agree with us.
No, because I tried Monday Jess and Thursday Jess, and she shot down the theory.
Friday Jess is very special. Friday Jess is ready for the game the next day.
Very upbeat, very ready to go. We will talk about the Montreal game on Saturday night as we try to do more work on the road. I will say this, even though I got, I complained a little bit about how safe we were, and Latanzio literally said, I don't want to lose. If I can't win the game, I'm not going to lose the game. In fairness to him, he matched Miguel's road point total in one match as compared to seven. It has to be said. Jess, I want to ask you about a couple of the positional battles that are going on now, right? Because we had a feeling with Latanzio taking over, there would be guys that maybe he favored and didn't think we're getting a fair shake with Miguel, or that he liked more than Miguel, or whatever it was, right? So there's two situations. One is Anton Walks has been so good next to Carujo at the back. I can't believe I'm saying this, but like, should he start and should Fuchs not start? Or should Fuchs go to left back? But then again, Moore's been great under Latanzio. And then the other situation is the wingers. I don't mean to seem ungrateful, Jess. We're playing great with Latanzio, but are we going to see Joswiak and Vargas at all? What do you think of those, you know, positional battles?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that you mentioned that. You've also got the battle between Harrison Orphal and Jalen Lindsey. Yeah. There's a lot of competition in this squad. There's a lot of depth in certain positions. The Anton Walkes one is a really tough one for me. I want to have the loyalty to my English man. I think he's done really well in there. He's slotted in. He's brought a different level of confidence and communication to the back line. I think it's really difficult to drop him at this point. It definitely wouldn't be performance-based if you did. When you look at Christian Fuchs, he is of the older age in soccer, and he's coming off of an injury. So is he 90 minutes match fit right now after only just rejoining practice? I don't know. But from my perspective, I would keep Anton Walkes in for at least another game, because you don't want to have to make changes to your back line within a match if you don't have to, because that's where you really want to have consistency. In terms of the wingers, again, it's a tough one because McKenzie Gaines had a quieter night against Columbus, but I don't know if that was more to do with his performance or to do with the fact of the lack of service to him. It's difficult because against the Red Bulls, I thought he had his best performance of the season. Lacks that final distribution with the cross a little bit, but it's something, if he can nail that down in his game, he's going to be a top-level player in MLS. But you've paid the big bucks for Joswiak. Kerwin Vargas has shown flashes of what we know he can do with that exciting Colombian, you know, twist of energy. You've got to start seeing them come in. And I like to see wingers being substituted halfway through, you know, an hour into a game, because your defense is already tired of the opposition. Bring on those fresh legs. Yeah. Let them run at them. So right now, I think those players on the bench are going to be wondering what they have to do to step onto the pitch. And I'm hoping that is a motivating factor for them, that they're grinding harder in practice and trying to prove Latanzio that they deserve minutes.
We're talking to Charlotte FC radio analyst Jessica Charman on Sports Radio 92.7 FNZ. Jess, how do you break down this revenge game this weekend on the road at Montreal? Did it go well last time? How do you see this playing out this weekend?
Well, what's funny is we gave Montreal their first clean sheet and their only clean sheet of the entire MLS season. We're the only team that hasn't been able to score against them in MLS action when we faced them at Bank of America Stadium. That's one of the games I look back at and I'm most frustrated remembering, because I think it was one of the matches where we didn't show anything that Charlotte Football Club can do. We adjusted too much for them.
Scared.
We showed too much respect to them. We played scared, exactly. I think I said they just didn't look like we wanted it. So I'm really hoping we change that attitude going into Canada this weekend. I will say that they had a very tough night at the office last night. Montreal lost 4-0 against Toronto in the Canadian Championship. That can work two ways. They did play a weakened side, but at the end of the day, when you have a rivalry, imagine losing 4-0 to Atlanta. You know, you would be feeling frustrated. You would be feeling rather embarrassed, probably. And so they're going to come into this one really wanting to kind of make up for the fact that they disappointed their fans. They got knocked out in the semifinals. So I think we're going to face a very passionate Montreal side. But if we can get in their heads early on, if we can score an early goal, they might have that self-fulfilling prophecy of, here we go again. We're leaking goals. We're conceding goals. So I don't want to say it, because every time I say that we're going to pick up our first road win, we don't. But I'm hoping we can at least come away with some points.
Yeah, your curse is dangerous.
The Jess curse.
Yeah,
Jess, by the way, our relationship is still, you know, in the first year, right? You're still a rookie on the Mac Attack. I notice a lot of little shots you'll make here or there on the Mac curse, Jess. A lot of shots. You're already fearing the Mac curse. You haven't even been here for a full season yet.
Listen, I've been talking to the fans, and they say once you spend a little too long with Mac, it starts to come across like you have mitosis across into my system. So I'm scared that maybe it'll rub off on me a little bit too much.
Oh, trust me, I'm an example of that.
Yeah, look at Bones' life. Look what's happening to Bones.
Jess and I have an agreement for this football season. When she's around town for the Panthers games, we're going to Americanize Jess to this version of football. We're going to take Jess around to the tailgates and have her get Americanized with this football.
There you go. There you go.
And I'm going to throw, I'm going to be any challenge. I want to see what, you know, like how they've got like kick up challenges with soccer. I want to take on all the American football challenges.
She wants to throw footballs.
I want to see Jess throwing. I want to see Jess catching a football, running patterns. I mean, there's
just. Through the combine. I'll do it.
Oh, you want WFNZ combine for Jess to get her going on the other version of football? All right, Jess. Hey, enjoy the match on Saturday, man. I want to get revenge against Montreal and get a win. By the way, 7 o'clock airtime, 7:30 first kick?
I think so. That's when I'm getting there.
Okay. Well, then nothing else matters then, if that's the case. All right, Jess, we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, and shout out to Willie P. Style, who has the best picture on T-Bone's Twitter. Everyone needs to look at Skinny Willie.
All right, Jess, be good.